This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Have you seen the renewed interest in Conclave since all this went down?
It is a run, do not walk.
Really?
It is really, really good.
Okay.
And Ralph Fiennes is brilliant. He, no spoiler, you never see the ending coming.
Oh, okay.
It is one of those where you're like, whoa.
Sneaks up on you?
Yep. It really does.
Surprise.
It's 2 hours long, so it's kind of a ma'am. Medium-ass movie.
Okay. Oh, it's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
It's a movie. It's not a series. It's on Amazon Prime. It and so if you're watching everything that's going on in the Vatican City, it shows you kind of the behind the scenes, what really does happen when they get together for the conclave to elect a new pope. And the
Is it the best, most educated guess based on like historical documents and books that have been written about this?
Yes.
Because it's not like the cardinals all come out blabbing about it.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's really good.
Will it make me mad? Because usually things like okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, it gets into the mechanisms of it all and how there is politics involved.
Of course.
And there's behind the scenes maneuvering and we like this guy. Do you like this guy? No, I don't like that guy. Do you like this guy?
Yeah,
no,
I saw
we don't
the report
like him.
That there was no politics involved. Okay.
Oh, give me a break.
Whatever.
Give me a break.
Like with any kind of organization, et cetera, et cetera. There's always the stuff behind the scenes.
So it is very interesting. It shows you like where the cardinals live when they come to the Vatican. It's almost like a dormitory.
Okay. Did you see from Politico that actual cardinals are watching Conclave for guidance on the actual conclave? This is not an Onion headline. The 2024 movie has proven a useful primer for clerics that are taking part in the real thing to choose the next pope. Faced with the highly secretive and complex ritual of choosing a new pope, Catholic cardinals have turned to Hollywood to learn how it all could play out. As crazy as it might sound, some of the 133 high-ranking clerics that are set to undergo this process have looked to the Ralph Fiennes movie for pointers, and some have even watched it in the cinema, according to one cleric who did not want to be identified.
And there's a reason for that. Only 20% of the cardinals, 20% who are voting on the new pope
were alive.
Voted on the last pope.
Or voted on the last one. Yeah.
80% of the cardinals who get to vote, and you have to be under the age of 80 to vote. And so there are several that cannot vote because they're over the age of 80. 80% of the cardinals who are voting were appointed by Pope Francis.
Listen to this. The film is seen as remarkably accurate even by cardinals, making it a helpful research tool, especially at a time when so many of the conclave participants, as you said, have little experience of Vatican politics and protocol.
Well, it's not something you want to have a lot of experience.
Right, right. That would be a problem.
There is a chance that there would be an American pope coming out of this.
Well, there was.
I don't believe there's ever been an American pope.
The South American pope.
No, an American, North American.
Oh, okay.
American, as in from the United States.
USA.
Yes.
How often do they release the black smoke?
Every time they don't get
every time
two-thirds.
They vote and don't get two thirds. So okay. Could is it always going to be tomorrow? Could it be later tonight?
So the shortest time it took to select the next pope was 2 days.
Okay, that was a slam dunk, if you will.
And that was like back in 13 something or other. The longest time. I deep dove this all day today. I find this stuff fascinating.
It is fascinating in the historical perspective of it all.
The longest conclave was 2.5 years, and that was in the 1100s. The shortest tenure for a pope was Pope John Paul I, who served only 32 days. Hmm. And he was the pope right before John Paul II that many of us grew up with. He was also known, John Paul I, as the Smiling Pope.
Did he have a catastrophic medical event?
He did.
Wow.
Let's see here. The term pope comes from the Greek word papas, or the Latin word papa, which means father.
Aww. Love it.
There have been 264 popes, beginning with St. Peter, ending with John Paul II. Obviously, this is a little bit older, so there have been 266 popes. The oldest pope was Adrian I, elected in 772 at the age of 80. The youngest was Benedict IX, elected at the age of 12.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. At 32 years, Pius IX's papacy was the longest, from 1846 to 1878. Up Stephen II's in 752. I was wrong about Pope John Paul I.
Oh.
Stephen II's in 752, his papacy lasted 1 day.
Uh-huh.
Or papacy.
Papacy, papacy.
Yes, text line, I am Catholic. No, I am not an expert on papal history.
Papal.
Papal.
Come on, papal.
Come on, papal.
As a very bad former Catholic, I do at least know that it's papal.
The Vatican City has its own flag. It is its own country, has its own currency, postal system, railroad station, and radio station. Publishes its own newspaper. And the armored vehicle that the Pope rides in really is called the Pope Mobile. That is true.
And the most recent one is being donated, I think, to
Gaza.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.